Granillo, Granillo, last name. First name, Sagrario. How do you say it, Sagrario? Sagrario.
Sagrario.
Sagrario, S-A-G-R-A-R-I-O. She'd be born 3578. She'd be, how old is she? 47-year-old woman with diabetes, high blood pressure, hyperlipidemia, obesity, diabetic neuropathy, fatty liver, comes in today for a follow-up of multiple medical issues and problems. One thing obvious is she's gained weight. She's not very active. She was referred for a colonoscopy a year ago, but she says she's afraid of ICE, so she hasn't been keeping any of her appointment period. In paragraph, she needs a refill of her medication. She's also having trouble with lower abdominal pain, possible UTI, possible yeast infection, period. Her eye exam is not up to date. Colonoscopy hasn't been done because she refused to go get it done. Mammogram, years old. All these needs to be updated. Medical problems. She has hypertension, diabetes, depression, arthritis, hyperlipidemia, diabetic neuropathy, fatty liver, increased weight. Possible urinary tract infection, possible yeast infection, leg pain and arm pain, and history of blurred vision. Family history, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, but history of diabetes, significant history of diabetes. Review of system, no chest pain, shortness of breath, increased weight, no nausea, vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure, convulsion. Let's see, COVID immunization 2 years ago, allergy, none, medication. She takes lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide. Once a day, glipizide 5 milligram, once a day, then she takes metformin 500 milligram twice a day. Zocor 20 milligram a day. She has not been taken. Those are her medication. Allergy, no drug allergy. Put this in a separate sheet of paper. Then she's alert. She's awake. Surgery, tubal ligation, cholecystectomy. Last period was 7/30/2025. No drug use, no alcohol use. Married, been pregnant 5 times under social. Afraid of ICE, ICE. Doesn't go out of the house. 161 pounds. Her weight actually up 5 to 10 pounds. 98.8, 97%, 16, 80, 137 over 80. Heart positive, one positive, 2. Lung square, abdomen soft, next to the skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows no edema or trace edema. UA shows lots of glucose, lots of blood. Positive yeast, symptoms of yeast infection reported, number one. Number two, add Macrobid, 100 milligram BID. Number three, add Diflucan, 150 milligram once a day for 3 days. Next number, because of increased A1C, we'll repeat the A1C, but I suspect it's going to be just as elevated. I'm going to add Monjaro, 2.5 milligrams sub-Q, weekly times 4. Next one's come back and bring the Monjaro so we can teach her how to use it, and then tell her how to back off on her medication in the next month or two, not right now. Next number is check blood sugars. Next number is arm pain and leg pain prompted us to do a ultrasound evaluation of her lower and upper extremity, which was within normal limits. Next number is fatty liver noted. Next number is absence of gallbladder noted. Next number is blurred vision. Next number is must see eye doctor. Next number is refer for colonoscopy again. Next number, history of possible inflammatory intestines a year or two ago. Next number, because of that, we're going to do a colonoscopy instead of a the box test for colon cancer. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is diabetes out of control. Next number is add Monjaro. Next number is vaginal yeast infection. Next number is increased weight. Next number is diet and exercise discussed. Next number is Cologuard. Sorry, the name of that box is Cologuard. Next number is check thyroid. Next number is findings discussed with patient. I'm looking for leaving the office. Thank you.